Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, the Klal and Test, Semin Yud Beis. So the Chayyadim discusses the following case. The person was standing on the ground, and he's gets an opportunity to ride in a wagon. So the Chayyadim says if that wasn't the original intent, to switch from the ground into the gala. So the Chayyadim says, the Tzarech Levarach, a person needs to make a bracha. If he had no intent to do that, that's considered a shini makom. He's changing from being on the ground into this the wagon. A wagon is an area which has a certain amount of makom to it. So the Chayyadim sees that as a shini makom and would require a new bracha. Furthermore, he says it could be that das would not work. That he says, well, he had das. I said, if he doesn't have das, he needs to make a bracha. It sounds like if he did have das, he does not need to make a bracha. I said, I'm not sure about that. So it's possible that even das would not work over here. That doesn't work. And the Mishnah points out in the in the Shartzi and the Sivkat Lamad Ches, he brings this question. He says, he does not feel that we have to be machmer that far. So intent would work, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Intent, the person made a bracha outside of the car with intent to go into the car, outside of the wagon with intent to go into the wagon. Is not that would work and would not be a problem with Shini Malkum. And the Chayyadim explains what his question is. Therefore, he says that the person should try and avoid the situation. The Mishnah Berurah again is not machmer on it, and the assumption of the poskim is that going from the ground into the car is not a problem. It's not considered a problem. Now, what about the other way around? The person starts out in the wagon, he wants to step down and continue eating. So we could argue when the person's on the ground, he's not really so kavua. So maybe even though a wagon is or a car is a malkum, it's not the same thing as walking into the house. So if a person stands outside and makes a bracha and goes inside the house, it's considered a shinui malkum. Even though there's not so much of a malkum outside, but it's clearly not the inside. Compared to the inside, it's a different makom. There's a distinct separation between the two places, the outside and the inside. But from outside the car to the inside the car is not such a significant move. So going from outside the car to into the car is called a shinui makom. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. It's not called a shinui makom. But however, from inside the car, where there is some level of a makom inside the car, maybe stepping out is considered a shinui. Rabbi Yashiv is on record that a person started eating inside of his car and he decided to go in and out. It's not considered a shini makom. It's not considered enough of a kvius that you were kvei a makom in a car that it would be considered a shinui to go out of the car and then come back in and be another shinui, etc. There are some person who disagree, and they say that the Chayyadim's case is going from outside the car into the car, outside the wagon into the wagon, but from inside the wagon to out, that definitely would be considered a shinui makom, and therefore from inside the car to out would be definitely considered a shinui makom. I do not have a personal opinion one way or the other, but I think that we can line Rabbi Yashiv. That's not a problem. So a person is traveling, and they make a bracha while they're going, and they want to stop by a gas station to get out and put in gas or step inside the building to use the bathroom. They do not need to make a new bracha when they come back out to the car and continue to eat. So I'm not going to read the rest of the Chayyadim inside. He just explains his different swaras. As Hashem, in the next year we will move on to some of the scenarios which we already have discussed. Simon Yud Gimel and Simon Yud Dalet. Meanwhile, have a good day.